Don't blow your chance to be a billionaire. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. There's a drawing Wednesday for a record Powerball jackpot. Nobody will care that the odds are 1 in 298 million. In fact, compared to stocks, those odds look pretty good right about now. But a lot of people are going to blow it because they don't know how to pick numbers. And you'll say, wait a minute, what does it matter what number I pick? Each number has an equal chance of coming up. True enough. But not every number has an equal chance of being picked by players. Some have a much better chance of being picked because people tend to choose numbers they think are lucky. And too often, they end up choosing the same lucky numbers as other people, which ends up being unlucky because if more than one person picks the winning numbers, the $1.3 billion is shared. It could be cut in half or in thirds, which is not so bad. But there have been lotteries where the same lucky numbers have been picked by more than 15,000 players. And if by some chance numbers that popular were to win on Wednesday, your share of the $1.3 billion payout would be a pathetic $67,000, which might be okay for a socialist country, but not here. So, this is how you protect yourself. Don't use your birthday. It limits you to numbers under 32, and a lot of other people do it. Don't pick the numbers of your favorite football roster. Don't pick the first 12 digits of the square root of 2. Don't create some kind of pattern on the ticket. Basically, don't think. You're up against ping pong balls, so you want to keep the process as brainless as possible. Just take the random option. Any attempt at skill will backfire. And when you do win the full amount, don't forget who gave you the idea. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.